And also that we could have tashmish with them, we don't have to think about other ladies, they save us from the chet, the rurim royim, trashi hir raveirat kedai. Even though what, they don't act nice to us, dismissal of these two things alone, it's kedai to be nice to your wife. Mikrele Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Brei. So Rabbi Yehuda told to his son Rabbi Yitzchak, Omoitzeni mami mavis asisha. What do I find worse than death? That's a bad wife. Omelech goin man, like who? Goin imcha, tell him like your mother. Yehuda told him like your mother, he said, I have a bad wife. I vomastile Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Brei. I, Rabbi Yehuda, taught his own son of Yitzchak, another mighty kairos ruach elam mystery shayna. Person only finds his kairos ruach, his naches, his good life, only from his first wife. This was his first wife. How can talk like this? Shenem ma'yi mekorach baruch v'samach me'ishes nirecha. So yomalek goin man, goin imcha. And when Rabbi Yehuda taught his son this pasuk, his son asked him like, who? He said back, your mother. So how could it be? First you're saying your mother was Mami Mavis, and now you're saying your mother is a pshat, Yi Mekorcha Boruch, V'samach Mishtem, Me'eshes Nerecha. So, Maskif Tkifa V'Avure Mavro B'Mila. Trashi Noicha L'Ratzois O'Mavera Sami Doisev. The pshat was like this. Maskif tkifa, here's the dish. She was very strong. But she gave him a hard time. But viavure mevra b'mila, for is able to convince her to calm her down again. That's the pshat. So Melu was both there, both things. He had nachasruch, he was able to calm her down easily. Even though she got excited, but he was able to calm her down easily. So Melu, both things were ems. Morheki dami shirua, what's called a bad wife, or mabaya mekashtele tacha mekashtele tuma. Trashi. Puma means lakala lagade if adzam and su de kreel tsarwe. Say that she gives you sorrow, she bothers you, that's called a bad wife.
Alright, we'll stop over here.
Yeah, we're holding that Sam of Gimel on the base. Near the top a little bit. Yeah, to first to the big lines we're holding. A little before that. Samara says, Heichi Domi, two lines before that. Heichi Domi Isharua, what's called the bad wife? Omer Abaya Makashto Lataka, she prepares for you a plate, food. Or Makashto Lapuma, but she also has a mouth prepared for you. She'll give it to you. So Drashi, Rashi Puma Lakalo Lagadif Adzman Sudik Lotzarvoy. She has the mouth ready to curse you also. Rav Rama Makashto Lataka. Shitaka prepares the food, the plate, the food for you. Or Mahadro Lagaba, but she turns her back on you. That's called the bad wife. Omer Rabbi Chama Barachanina. Tivon Shinosa Odanisha. As soon as a man marries a wife, Avonoisa Mispakachin. His Averis go away. Trashi Nistomin goes away from him. Closed up. Shinema Motza Isha Motza Toiv. The Yothik Ritzoyim Yashem. From Arov and Eretz Yisrael, Kinosav Inishin Issa, when a person used to get married, the vice is by the chasn itself, Amrile, they said like this to him, Amrile, Hochi, Motza or Moitza? Like, what type of a wife do you have? Do you have the wife of a Motza or a Moitzi? What does that mean? Motza Dichsiv, Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. That's a good wife. One pasuk says, you find yourself a wife, you found yourself Toiv, good. Moitze, another pasuk says about a Moitze, Dichsiv, what's worse than death? That's an isha, like we had before. And that means a bad wife. So kids in Eretz Yisrael, b'shas the chasn, used to tell the chasn, what type of a wife do you have? So Rav Mefarsh Mr. Kasha, what's going on? He goes, too late already. What did he tell him? B'shas the chasn. So the Emes LeYakov and the Nesiba said like this. Rav was giving musa to the chasn to tell the chasn, you should know, it's in your hands to make your wife be a good wife or a bad wife. If you let her go, she may be a bad wife. But if you madrach her the right way, you'll make her a good wife. So you should tell the chosim, mashas the chasni, you should know, your wife could be two types. And therefore it's up to you to teach her the right way to be madrach her to be type. Right, Omar Rava, Isha Ra, Mitzvah Lagash. If you have a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to give her a get. The Chassid, the Apostle says, Garash Leitz, They throw away the late, something dead. The yotzim midoin, the yoshva is din v'kolin. And then they'll go away din and kolin. The yomar rov, isha ro uksubasim ruba. Let's say you have a bad wife, but the ksub is very expensive, so you can't afford to give her a get, it costs too much to give her a get. So tsarasa b'tzida. Another way to is marry another wife. Have a tsara, another wife b'tzida next to her. So Rashi learns, yisacheris etzla, marry another wife. The yamri interest, people say, v'chaverta v'lei v'silta. It's better a chaverta, a neighbor, or a friend, than thorns. So Rashi says, v'chaverta means mekabela techocha yoisa. She'll maybe receive techocha from another wife. If you have a second wife, your bad wife, maybe we'll listen to the second wife. Then silta, then kites, rather than thorns. The yamri rova, kosha isha ro kiyoim sogru. A bad wife is like a rainy day. Shenamar Apostle says, Dolav Turid Biyoim Sogrid. Fi Eishes Midyonim Nishtova. A bad wife is doima to the day that it rains a lot. Trashi Yoim Borod Vruach. It's a rainy day, a bad day outside, that's doima to a bad wife. Fi Yoma Rova, Bo Ro, Kama Toiva Isha Toiva. Fi Kama Ro Isha Ro. Let's see how good a good wife is, and let's see how bad a bad wife is. Kama Toiva Isha Toiva the Siv. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. We have the first Gemaras. When you get married, you find Toiv, you find Shalom, you find Torah. He's the man with a good Shirk, everything goes all right. That's called an Adam. When he gets married, he finds Toiv. E now, the post E the Gavva Mishtoi Kro. If the post is talking about your wife, Mamish, it says Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. If Isha here means your wife, Mamish, so more says Kama Toiva, Isha Toiva, Shakosa Meshabecha, Meshabcha, like how good a good wife is, the Pasuk calls her good. And Iba Toiva Mishtoi Kro, the other Pshah, when this Pasuk says Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, it doesn't mean Isha Mamish, but it means the Torah. So still the Gemara says, Kama Toiva, Isha Toiva, still we see from this how good a good wife is, Sha Torah Nim Shalabo, because the Torah is an example to a good wife. Now, Kama Ro Isha Ro, how bad is a bad wife? You'll see the Pasuk says, V'moitzani Mami Moves Es Isha. The worst thing, the thing that's worse than death is an Isha. I think it's supposed to be a Truvus Arashpa. It says the Pshat is, because death happens once and that's all. But a bad wife, by Tchias Amesha, will have it back again. You're stuck for life. Well, it's worse than death. Isha Ra. Even after Tchias Amesha, will have her again. How much Shreya Pshat? Because Chur, after Tchias Amesha, she'll become a good wife then. Yeah. So, if the Pasuk is talking about she herself, your wife, that's a bad wife, Kamaro Isharo, how bad a bad wife is, Shakosu Magana, the Torah, the Pasuk says how bad she is. Marmi Mav is worse than death. Ibi Gehenim Mishtoi Kro, the other Pshat is not a Pasuk, doesn't really mean an Isha, it means Gehenim. But still, Kamaro Isharo, Shagehenim Nimshalabo. Still, we see how bad a bad wife is, because Gehenim is a marshal to a bad wife. Says, Hinani mevi roh, I'll bring bad that you can't escape from it. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Bahu Azuisha roh. That's a bad wife, uksubasam ruba. She has a big suba. The mala bad wife, you can give her a get. But if the suba is too big, you can't afford to pay it. So that's cool, I'll bring upon bad upon you that you can't get rid of. Nosni Hashem biyodi layuchukum. Hashem will put them in hands I can't get out of. Again, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Marukva, Bahi Azuisha roh, uksubasam ruba. Because that's the bad punishment to have a bad wife with a big suba. But my rova omru zeh shemazoy noisov tuluyim bakaspa. What's called give you something big you can't get out of, that's if the person's mazoynos is totally in his money. So Rashi explains like he doesn't have his own food. So Rashi, shein lo izriya bakarka. He didn't plant in his own karka to have the food ready. To chol sho meitzav adoyig shema tiyakara tfua o yinul ushari shover. Like he doesn't have any food in his own property, he has to go out to the store to buy it. And he's always worried, maybe there won't be food in the store. It's not like today. But you know, there's more than such a daiga that you'd be worried there won't be food in the store. So therefore, that's called a bad thing. My shenken, if you have your own food growing, you're never worried. Your children were given over to different am. Omarav chonem bar rovir, omarav zu eshes av. That means what? That your wife will die and you have to have eshes av to be given over to a stepmother. The goy novo lachisam, omarav choma bar rovo omarav zuishuro. What is the goy novo? A bad nation? That means a bad wife. Uksubasam ruba. And the ksub is too big, you can't get rid of her. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Elu at Stukim. Pasuk goes on Stukim. Those are the people that bought the Klai Yisrael that didn't darshan Torah Shabbat Peir. They made a lot of mistakes. V'cheinu Weimer, Oma Novel, B'libi Enu Lekim. I mean, the person that's a Kofer in Hashem, that's called a Novel. V'masnisa Tono, Elu Anshe, Bravivyo, V'yanshe, Matanyo. These ladies from these two places, Shemahalchim Aruma B'shuk, used to go without dress in the streets. She'ein lecho meshukitz u'metuyev lefnei amokim yoitzer. The worst meshukitz u'metuyev, the most misa thing, disgusting things in the eyes of Hashem is yoitzer memish mahalach bashukorim. Somebody walks in the street undressed. That's the worst thing, meshukitz u'metuyev lefnei amokim. Thing to dress in the street, not to go orim. Reb Yechon Amar Elu Chaverim. These are the chaverim, also a bad nation. Rashi chaver means pasoyim, rishoyim, or mevazin v'yena makirim kvodim shoy Yisrael. They made fun. They didn't realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Omru le'ed Rabbi Yechon. They told Rabbi Yechon that also chaver le'bovel, that these people chaver, this bad nation, came into bovel. And shoga nofel, poshli fell. He felt so bad. He felt sorry. He heard them came in. So Rashi says kofa nofel mreiv tzar, like a fainted kamad from the tzar that he had. But they told him, Makabla Shoichta, you should know these chavrim, even though they're so bad, but they accept bribes. All you gotta do is give them some money and they'll be okay. Toretz, then he got up, he was okay. Yosef. Now, Yosef, then he sat up. Gozru al Gimel, the chavroyim by his made three bad gzeres on Klai Yisrael, Mevnei Gimel. Because Klai Yisrael themselves did three bad averis. Gozru al Abosor, Mevnei Hamatonis. The Gezer on the Bosa, Rashi learns, Shlo Yoicha Bosa Shruta. They made a Gezer where you can't eat meat, Keshochtin. And why did they make a Gezer? Rashi says, because they did not give Matonis Lakuna. Rashi Yomlem of Ne'averi Shibyot Mishra Gezer Matonis Kuna, Zroya Lachayim Bekeva. The Kaiso at that time did not give the Matonis to the Kain. They did not give the Zroya and Lachayim in the Keva. So because of that, the Goyim made a Gezer, you can't eat Bosa Shruta. Gozu Alam Achsois. They made a gzeiro, you can't take any baths, you can't wash yourself. So why? The more says, with Mayat Tvila. The Vice says, the Noshim were Nizran going to the mikvah. So because of that, they made a gzeiro b'chlal, nobody could go to the bath, take a bath. Ko mechatete shichvi. What they used to do was, Rashi, if people died, Rashi moitzien hanikborim mikvareim. They would dig out the dead people from the kvarim. They would use them, sell them. Because the Jews was simcha the time of their simcha. The yomeid means their avodah zara, the day of their avodah zara. Even the Jews were happy at that time. Rashi smechem b'yom edim bo aleim zuag zera lisabel bo. In order they should have a bislavelis. Shenema vohoi soyad Hashem b'chem uvavaseichem. Rashi b'chem uvavaseichem v'yavoisem kvar meisu. Means that they used to take out the dead bodies and then take them out of the basic verse. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Zu Chatu Veshchivi. That's what they used to dig out the dead bodies. The Omar Biovo and Chayim Mesim Mischatatin. Because the Avera that Chayim do, the Mole that comes in Einish, that they take away the from the basic verse, they steal the Mesim. Omale Rovo the Rabba. Bamori. Siv, one pasuk says, Lo yasvu v'lo yikperu, L'doyma ma'pnei hadam yiyu. They won't be put into the kfura, they won't be buried, they'll be lying on the ground. Siv, another pasuk says, V'nivcha moves mechayim. They want to be better, moves, they'll be better dead than alive. Omalei, nivcha moves l'rishoyim. It's better what death for rishoyim, sh'lo yichyu b'elam azeh, v'yechtu, v'yiplu b'gehenim. That's what pasuk means. That for Rishoyim it's better they should die rather than they should live on this world and do averis and have to eventually fall into Gehenna. So Rashi says, "Uksiv nifchu moves michayim basra du kro dehoil v'yei nitn mekvura hech yifchu rachayim lomos." Like if you tell me now it's so bad they don't have a kvura, so how could you say it's better to die than to alive? It's a terrible zach. And that the Gemara says. So Rashi says, "Omalei hanifchu loikom eshiyu hein boichrim moves." Doesn't mean that they're going to choose to die. Just means the Navi is saying that for Rishoyim, they're better off if they would die rather than doing averus and have to go to Gehenna. Kosa b'sefer ben Siroi says in the Sefer ben Siroi, "Isha toivo matona toivo labayla." good wife is a good present to the husband. Uksiv toivo b'chek yir elokim. Tinosin. That Hashem gives a toivo to you in the chek of yir elokim. Ishuro, saras labayla. Bad wife is like leprosy to her husband. Mata kante, what's the kante? You go shenu. V'yisrapim mitzorata. Give her a gift and then you'll heal yourself. Isha yofa, pretty wife. Ashrei baila. It's good for the husband. Mispa yom of kiflaim. Love like a double life. So Rashi learns it means, Kloima, somach becholka, be very happy what he has, v'doimala kilu yom of kiflaim. Not that your mamash lived twice as long, but you shall have happy days, so it's as if you live twice as long. Yenhelem einecho miyeshishchein, take your eyes away from a nice lady, Rashi shall achirim, don't look at somebody else's nice wife, tentuka v'mitsudosa, maybe you'll be caught with her. Al teitet sabayla, don't go near the husband. Limsoich ima yain, to drink with him wine v'sheicher and beer. Ki b'sayir isha yofa, because of a pretty lady, rabbi mushchos, a lot of people were like lost. V'yatzumu call her wageho, and they're killed because of her. Vaita rabim hoyu p'tsoyi reichel harmagilim. A lot of people got hurt also because of the reichel. That's the person that sells makeup to ladies. Lidvar erva, it brings you to dvar erva. Kenitzutz marver gachelis, like a spark that lights up by a coal. It's like it's no good, like to sell these spices, these perfume to ladies, because it's more your the type of erva, like a spark marver gachelis, like burns up by a coal. Selling makeup to the ladies is marver you to dvar erva. Kenitzutz, like a spark to the coals. Ki kluv molay oif. Cane, like a kluv, that's the chicken coop, full of chickens. Cane vateya malaya mirma. That's same thing, the houses are full of mirma. Al totsir tsoras mocher. Don't worry about tomorrow's troubles. Don't be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Ki loiseide mayula joint, you don't know what's going to happen today. Shema mocher bo v'yeneinu nimtso. Maybe tomorrow will come and you're not going to be here anymore. Like, who says you're going to live tomorrow? Mitztair al oilam shem shaloi. Come to us, yesterday you worried a whole day for nothing. So don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Take care of today. Mona rabbi mitoich beisecha. Don't have a lot of people come to your house. For loy hakol tovi beisecha. Don't let a lot of people come. Loy hakol tovi beisecha. Not everybody. You have to know who to let in, who not to let in. Like Rishoyim, bad people, the Zionists, don't let into your house. Rabim yil dorshe shlemecha. Let a lot of people ask you how you're doing. Abigilus soil yechem yelef. Don't tell over the private things only to one in a thousand. Like private things, you don't have to tell everybody. Let everybody ask how you're doing, but private things decide, you don't have to tell over. Omer Rabbi Asi, Ein Ben David Boach Yichlo Kol HaNeshama Shebeguf. The Mashiach won't come until all the Neshamas are used up from this Oitzer, this warehouse in Shemayim, called the Guf. That's the special Oitzer warehouse where all the Neshamas are. Shenem Raposik says, Ki Ruach Melefona Yetav, for Neshamas Asi Ani Osisi. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the neshamas, and until all the neshamas are used up, the Mashiach can't come. Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer, Kol mi she'ein oisik b'peri yavrivya. Whoever's not oisik and getting married, having children, is kilu shofech dam. It's like he killed people. Shenema shofech dam hodam yebodam. Is dam o yishpech. Yeoksiv basrei v'yatim pruravu. So mashmo b'yoisik n'pruravu. And if not, it's called like he killed. Rebbe Yaakov Weimer, kilu m'mayat ha-demus. It's like you're taking away the demus of Hashem. Shenem the pasuk says, "Ki betzelam alakim oses adam." Uksiv basra v'yatim pururavu. So if you have children, that's like you're making tzelam alakim. If not, you're taking away from the tzelam alakim. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer kilu mamayat demus. He was, but Ben Azai Oimer, Ben Azai said kilu shofech damim. It's like both, he says, if you're killing, or mamayat demus, you're also taking away the demus of Hashem. Shenem the pasuk says v'yatem puru revu, and both like this, and says kivtelam alakim osa adam, and says shefech dam. So that's what Ben Azai says. Both things you're doing wrong. So Gemara says Omer lele Ben Azai. They said back to Ben Azai that yesh no dorish v'no mekayim. Some people dashing very nicely, and they do it also. They mekayim it, but no mekayim v'yena no dorish. Some people are mekayim, do what they say, even though they don't dashing it. But for Yata, you Ben Azai, no Dorish, you're dashing, you're saying very good, v'yein no mekayim, but you're not doing what you said, because Ben Azai did not get married. So here Ben Azai said he's supposed to get married, and he himself didn't get married.
Omalhem ben Aza, Yulmaesa, what should I do? Shenavshi choshcha batayra. That was the midah. Ben Aza is brought down halacha, you're allowed to do this. The first is mamish, nafshi choshcha batayra. He was a big master, but he was learning Torah the whole day. He had no time to get married. Such a person that could say nafshi choshcha batayra, he has a head not to get married. That was Ben Aza. But his man is there, we don't have it. Eshelierlam, he said, she is kaim my deacherim. And as it says, the world could be mekayim by other people. But me, myself, I have to sit and learn Torah the whole day. Tan Yidich, learn another brayser, Rabbi Elazar, why me, call me. Shenois Kapiri of Rivia, Kilo Shefech Domin. Shenema Shefech Domin, Hodom, Vesamach Lev Yatim Furuvu, Rabbi Elazar, and Azai, you have me, Kilo Maitatmus. Ben Azai, you have me, the same thing. Anomal Ben Azai, Yesh no Derish. The same thing, just with different man, the Yomim. That came out that Ben Azai said, Taka, both things you're doing wrong. You might have Dumus and you're over like Shefech Domin. I, why didn't he himself get married? Because he was Nafshi, Choshka Batayra. Tana Rabbanim, the Christ says, the Pasuk says, Uvnucha Yoimar Shubu Hashem Ribavois Alpha Yisrael. When they rested, Hashem came back, Ribavois Alpha Yisrael, 10,000s of Alpha Yisrael.